I'm Chris Lawrence with the DNR Wildlife Resources Report. Monday marks the opening day of West Virginia's most popular hunting season. We'll talk about the bug season coming up right after this. Part two of the DNR report in 3, 2, 1. 350,000 hunters are expected in the West Virginia woods on Monday as the buck season arrives in the Mountain State. Now, of all the various hunting seasons in West Virginia, none draws more attention or participation. But Jim Crum, biologist with the West Virginia DNR, who heads up the deer management program, says poor weather on the first few days of the season can radically impact those numbers.
You said at the check station during the first day and the weather's bad, there's more hunters at the check station drinking coffee than they are at owl hunting.
Crum and his team of biologists are in many of those check stations on the first few days of the season, collecting various samples from deer to gauge the health of West Virginia's whitetail population. Now, Crum adds, however, if the weather is not too extreme, it can actually be a benefit to those hoping to score a big buck.
Weather does impact mainly the hunter participation, and actually a little moisture, can help out a hunter depending on the type of hunting he's if he's stalking or sitting at a still stand. It gives him a little advantage a little bit.
This year, hunters are going to likely find a high number of deer in the state. The population continues to be strong in most parts of West Virginia. But unlike last year, the mast conditions this year may keep those deer spread out considerably and deeper in the woods rather than open fields where they'd be more vulnerable.
We said that it was going to be about similar to a little slightly down, and mainly, that was a group of guys that put that together. They based that based on the mast conditions.
But Crum says his own personal data seems to agree with their assessment as well.
My population indicators are saying that we may be down a little bit, especially in some portions of the state where we had a harsh winter. If we didn't have our recruitment, wasn't as good as we'd like to have it. So, so it's going to be interesting. I think it'll be very similar to possibly slightly down.
Over the last couple of years, the number of bucks killed has been down slightly, and that's allowed a considerable number of them to increase into an older, more mature class. Therefore, some big racks could be showing up. Incidentally, in a large number of counties, hunters with the proper permits are also allowed to kill a doe during the two-week season, and in 10 counties of the state, there is a concurrent bear season underway as well for hunters with a bear damage stamp. Check your regulations carefully for the county and area where you hunt, and good luck. I'm Chris Lawrence with the DNR Wildlife Resources Report.